The Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre is outraged about the state government's regulation of the sacred Wagatamina Cave in Tasmania. The Aboriginal community is demanding total regulation of their sacred cultural sites. Madeline Graham reports.
The Tasmanian state government has been regulating the culturally sacred Aboriginal Wagatamina Cave, despite the rights of the site being transferred to the Aboriginal Land Council in 1995. The cave is located in southwest region of Tasmania and on the land of the Palawa people. Campaign manager of the Tasmanian Aboriginal Council, Nala Mansell, says the site contains hand stencils of Aboriginal ancestors dating back to over 15,000 years ago.
You know, it's obviously has a really spiritual importance to the Aboriginal community. We try to take as many Aboriginal community members to the cave as possible. We take our elders there so that they can pass on the stories to the younger generation. It's really just an opportunity to kind of connect to our ancestors, learn about the hand stencils and ensure that it's protected for future generations.
Miss Mansell is disgusted by the state government issuing permits to people visiting the cave without TAC's permission.
We now find out that the state government have been issuing permits to their own department and to who knows who else is an absolute disgrace. And to find out that we can't even land on our own land without seeking a permit from the state government is just an absolute disgrace and an absolute abuse of state government power.
TAC are unsure how long the government has been regulating the site.
The information's only just been made aware by me when I went to the cave last week with a group of Aboriginal people. But because they've somehow made it policy that anyone wishing to access the area has to seek a permit from them, we have no idea who's been accessing the area or how long it's been going on for. So we're demanding that they disclose a list of permits that they've issued and are looking at trespass charges against them for going on to privately owned Aboriginal land without our permission.
Miss Mansell says TAC have contacted the state government.
Well, we'd contacted the Secretary of DPIPWI, who manages the Department of Parks and Wildlife. We contacted the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, but heard absolutely nothing back from them, which is why we've gone to the media to let people know how much of a disgrace this is, that they've taken over control. But we've since heard back from them and just made it very clear that we will not apply to them for permission to enter our own lands.
And they want an apology and total regulation rights to the site.
They need to apologise for what they've done and ensure that any person wanting to enter Aboriginal lands contacts us as the landowners and we will decide who can and can't come into our sacred caves and access our land rather than the state government.
She says the state government has a lack of respect and interest for Aboriginal heritage.
Especially here in Tasmania, and I'm sure it's the same right across the country, that white people and the Australian or state government clearly have no understanding or respect for Aboriginal heritage and culture.
TAC have also had many battles in gaining heritage land back.
So with some of our land that we've had returned, such as at Risdon Cove, where the first massacre of Aboriginal people took place in Tasmania. We've had that land back with strings attached. There's a monument of Lieutenant Bowen over there who was responsible for killing many Aboriginal people, but part of the condition of having that land returned was that we had to keep the monument there and provide public access to people who wanted to go and view that monument.
She says the responsibility relies on Australians to listen and provide all regulation rights to the traditional landowners.
I think we have spent 200 years trying to educate white people about our culture and our heritage, and now the responsibility falls back onto them to listen to what we're saying and educate themselves. As I said, we have had, I think it's about 15 parcels of land returned to the Aboriginal community and provide public access to all of those lands. But when it comes to sacred cave sites that contain, you know, the hand stencils of our old people, we really do need to be able to control who can and can't access those areas.
The Wire, Madeline Graham.